Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, I get to say hello to all of you first because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions this time around. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike, and I'm very excited to put you on the hot seat.
You always are.
But before we can do that, let's go over the challenge you left us with last time.
I said, start with the names Finch and Crane. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names, one 5 letters, the other 6 letters, of 2 countries. What are they?
The countries are China and France?
That is correct. If you add an A, you can spell those 2 things, I suppose. All right, what do you got?
May 19th is the birthday of 2 of rock music's most influential artists.
You and me?
Pete Townsend in 1945, and Jeffrey Hyman 6 years later.
I recognize one of those names. Who's that Townsend guy?
Jeffrey Hyman became better known as... do you know?
Barbara Streisand. No, I don't.
Jeffrey Hyman became better known as Joey Ramone.
Oh.
So with those punk godfathers in mind, today's show is all about punk rock. Guitarist Steve Jones, who released a recent memoir called Lonely Boy, says, contrary to myth, he played guitar on all of the Sex Pistols' album Never Mind the Bollocks. The band last reunited in 2008. About whom was Jones speaking when he said, while he respects him as a frontman, quote, we don't have a relationship, we live in the same city, but we have no desire to see one another.
That would be Mr. John Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten.
Well, nicely done, and you took my bonus fact. Active from 1967 through 71, 72 through 74, and 2003 to 2016. What Rock and Roll Hall of Fame punk band features a lead singer who's appeared in films like Snow Day, Coffee and Cigarettes, Blood Orange, and 5 episodes of the 90s Nickelodeon cult classic Pete and Pete?
I'm kind of proud to say that it was the Pete and Pete clue that gave it to me. That's Iggy Pop.
Yes, it is. Question 3. This spring, a more than 20-year-old demo surfaced that featured one song, Having a Blast, that wound up on punk's highest-selling album, with more than 20 million albums sold. Other songs on that album include Longview, Basket Case, and She. What is the name of the album and who is the artist?
That's the Green Day album, Dookie.
Sponsored since its second year in 1996 by the shoe company Vans, what traveling music festival's initial lineup included the Deftones, Fluff, L7, No Doubt, and Sublime, among others. And the tour continues to this day.
That is the Warped Tour.
It is indeed.
Oh, good.
And it is so named after a now-defunct magazine called Warp. And finally,
yes.
Featuring lyrics by Woody Guthrie, the 2005 song I'm Shipping Up to Boston was used prominently in the 2006 Best Picture, The Departed, and became a Red Sox anthem. What band, which told Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker in 2015 that it literally hates him and to stop using its music, wrote the song?
That is the band The Dropkick Murphys.
It is indeed. Well, when it came to 3 chords, Mike Nothnagel went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can crowd surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions that Ian just asked us, or take in the encore of extra credit questions that Ian has for all of us, or perhaps this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of punk icon's Bad Religion. Rearrange the letters and you can spell 2 words, 3 letters, 8 letters, that might be used in making fried chicken. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you keep working on that challenge, and we'll reconvene the quiz the same time next week.
Good night, everybody.